Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming. She's solo right now. And I have the infamous Jack Inslee in the booth.
I'm here. You're not solo.
Yeah, well, I'm solo in the booth. I mean, in this part of the booth. But we're the stars of the Heritage Radio Network, so the good ones are here today.
That's right.
All right. Those who are missing, well, you're missed. So today, we are our show, as every week, we broadcast live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5. And if you can't tune in live when we're streaming, you can always go to the website at heritageradionetwork.com. And all our shows, our episodes are archived on the website. Or you can download a free podcast through iTunes all the time, anytime. Listen to Flash Talks Cash. So if you want to call us while we're streaming, we'd love to take your calls. It's 718-497-2128. Or you can email Jack in the booth at info@heritageradionetwork.com. And we'd love to chat with you. So talk to us. Today's show is It Worth Fighting For? I'm talking about the things that are going on around the world that may cause more war or more problems. First, the tragedy about the Marine who went and shot up all those people in Afghanistan. He killed, I think, 8 people, 16 people. And the government doesn't know what to do. I mean, he's a bad boy. I mean, it's not obviously the U.S. policy to go around shooting civilians in Afghanistan. It certainly didn't do a lot of good as far as the peace talks that were going on and the withdrawal program that we've been trying to pull off in Afghanistan. Karzai is extremely mad at the U.S. and it's hampered the talks. And the Taliban have stopped the peace talks. Frankly, I didn't even realize the Taliban are capable of peace talks. I think they're so crazy that I didn't know that they were at a table with rational human beings across the table talking about possibly coming to some sort of an agreement and stop their insanity. You know, the Taliban, I didn't think were a group that needed to be dealt with. But I guess it has to be dealt with. They have to be dealt with. They're a group over there that have a lot of power. And Karzai, I don't know how much power he has. I think the Taliban might be more powerful than Karzai. I don't know. So anyway, this crazy Marine went over there. And what's it going to do with the plan to withdraw over the next year? Is it going to, well, Karzai is wanting us to pull out right away, and the U.S. is fighting and complaining and not wanting to do that. Karzai has now limited the Marines and the NATO forces to specific peacekeeping sites. They're not allowed to go around on their night raids anymore. The military was going around on night raids, pulling out the bad boys from their houses, and now Karzai is saying you can't do that. So it's caused a bit of a problem for Obama and the Afghans and the Taliban, and I hope to God this thing gets worked out without more bloodshed. Now, the reason I started talking about that was really because during the week, have you heard about this Kony 2012 campaign? It's a video on YouTube that's going around the world, and it came out early part of March, like March 5th or something like that, just, you know, a few days ago. And it has now reached, 79, there has been over 79 million views of it on YouTube, and it's on Facebook and Twitter, and everybody's talking about watching this documentary that was issued, like I said, about 10 days ago by an American, a young filmmaker who explained what the the what's going on in Uganda, and I guess the genocide. I guess it's called the genocide. It's called the name of his organization is called Invisible Children. And he put out this video about this guy, Joseph Kony, who I never heard of, and he's been around for 26 years, killing off children and people in Uganda and other countries in Africa. And he runs an army called the LRA, which is the, hold on, let me tell you, it's called the Lord's Resistance Army. And what they do is, he's just a crazy lunatic that has, according to the video, has kidnapped kids right out of their rooms, right out of their homes while they're sleeping, away from their families, and turns the boys into soldiers, which that's been going on in Africa for a while now. It's very tragic, but it's standard now. And they turn the girls into sex slaves. I don't want to go there. And according to the video, if you watch it, and you ought to watch it, it's very moving. And then I'll tell you what's going on with the repercussions. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard it and watched this. But what happens is he trains the soldiers, these young boys, to actually turn on their parents and kill their parents. And, of course, kill other people in the country who don't fit whatever Kony's program is. It's a very, 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 very sad situation. And it's gone on, for, like I said, for a long time. He has retreated through the years and come back. Now, the International Court in The Hague has him as the number one war criminal, but they haven't been able to capture him. And so, unbeknownst to me, I don't know if any of you know that, but back in October, 6 months ago, President Obama sent over 100 of his high-profile military guys to go into Uganda and try to find, help the Ugandan army find this guy, Joseph Kony. So my question is, are we going to get into another war over there? You know, he sent the army there. Is that a good sign or a bad sign? It's interesting that, you know, frankly, a lot of us don't even know about it, but now we know about it. 79 million people have watched this video in the past 10 days. So, but and Obama took some action, very quietly he took some action, and the video is telling us that we have to let our congressmen or senators know that we support the Obama move, and so that program doesn't end and they don't pull those 100 guys out. And you know, that's what and they also asked for donations to continue the good work to try and find this guy Kony, and they're selling a kit. If you send some money in a donation, you get a bracelet, you get a tag, and you get to support the program, the campaign to find Kony and eliminate him. Now, I was very moved, and I said, wow, this is something. And he's got some Hollywood people behind him, and he's got, he wants to make Kony famous. And that's the whole campaign, Kony 2012. He wants to make him famous so he'll get the attention, and then maybe he'll get found, and maybe people will be angry and informed enough to say, oh, you know, we've got to deal with this guy, and let's throw some dollars at this program so this comes to an end. That seems pretty sensible, and it's all being done just as the Arab Spring and just as Occupy Wall Street was done, all through social media. That's the program that this guy with the Invisible Children is doing, and you know, it's a wave that has taken over since the past few years. You know, let's do social media to stage some uprisings and some revolutions and bring the whole world in on our ideas. Oh, Andrew just arrived, and he doesn't know what's going on.
I have an idea, but I don't understand what this has to do with finance.
Well, I'm just...
How are you twisting that in? How are you turning that in?
Well, is it worth fighting for? How much is it? How much is it worth? Do we have to support another war? But anyway, let's go back to the campaign. The whole point on April 20th, this Kony 2012, which happens to be the same Adolf Hitler's birthday. Is that a coincidence?
And it's a marijuana holiday as well.
What's that mean, marijuana holiday?
420.
420 means you can smoke pot and not get arrested?
When I was in college in Vermont, it did.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
There's apparently 420 types of chemicals or something in THC or some kind of...
All right, can we get back...
never mind.
Come on, Jack. Let's go with the 420 trivia.
So we'll save the pot talk for later.
Okay. But so, that's not part of the show?
No, not today. But we can talk about it later. I'm going to Amsterdam next week. Everybody's talking about pot whenever I bring that up. Okay, so the Coney 2012 campaign says on... So not enough people know about it. And he's the whole point is for everybody to get to know him, make him famous. As famous as Oprah, George Clooney, and all the Hollywood stars and, you know, politicians
who,
and stuff like
that. Who is Coney?
You missed it. So let me finish my thing. I'm sorry you missed it. Andrew is not prepared today.
I'm wholly unprepared.
So anyway, so now on April 20th, they're going to plaster posters and stickers and anything they can put up and get attention and put this guy's name in your face, so then everybody will know who Coney is, and then the energy will be poured into capturing this guy.
I've seen Justin Bieber has tweeted about Coney.
He's behind. He's one of the Hollywood. The guy wanted to get very famous Hollywood and political and sports figures because they really do have some impact on the pop culture, on culture. So who's
funding this, and who do you not want to fund it?
You missed it. Invisible Children.
I'm saying how does that affect us?
We're in America. It's Americans. It's an American group that's doing this.
But I'm saying if it's a charter organization.
You missed it, Drew. Obama sent in the troops. Can I just please finish?
Go ahead.
Okay. So now we want to do... So I thought this was pretty important, and I was moved by it. And, you know, who doesn't want to stop this genocide or this killing or these horror tragedies that go on in Africa? And so then I started to read a little bit more, and I was very impressed that Obama had sent troops in there 6 months ago. So what's been going on over there? Well, what I did find out today was there's a lot of repercussions from the video that went viral. They showed it in Uganda, just a few places in Uganda, and the Ugandans are extremely upset. They are saying that this video is by a privileged white boy, American, and it's aimed at college students, idealistic high school kids donating money, and it doesn't, and it's all, and a lot of ancient information. They claim that this guy has been thrown out of Uganda 6 years ago. He's in other parts of Africa, in Sudan and Congo and other places in Central Africa. He's really have no presence in Uganda anymore. And so his information that he's sending out is really dated, and it doesn't depict the true situation that's going on over there. And it was quite surprising, the reaction from the Ugandans. They're like, hey, listen, we don't need you American white privileged kids to do the good work. You know, what we're doing is we're recovering from that. You know, he's been gone 6 years. We're trying to get our kids educated and move on with our lives. It was so fascinating that this video had that kind of reaction. And so now I don't know what's going to become of this video. Is it going to lose its momentum? Is it going to continue with its original campaign? What is it going to, how is it going to impact this conflict over in Central Africa, no longer in Uganda? So my one of my other questions is, according to what I read, and you know, you read a different media source and you get, you know, kind of different information. According to one media source that I read this morning, that there's only about 300 rebels left in this Coney army. So, you know, he really is not that powerful. And the one question I have is, you know, how hard could it be to find this guy? He hides in the jungles in the Central Africa. And, you know, they got the 100 top shelf military guys from the U.S. and they still can't find this guy. And he's been in and out for the past 26 years. I don't know why this guy's so skillful at hiding from, you know, the people who are trying to capture him. And I don't know what this guy does in order to maintain the control he has and has had over the past 26 years. It's a fascinating episode, and I I'm going to continue reading about it and figure out what to do, what's going to happen with this campaign. So let's take a break and let's come back, and maybe Andrew and Jack can join us for the second half of the show. I look forward to that.
To me. Oh, whoa. I despise constant means, destruction of this life. Warm these tears to thousands of mothers' eyes when their sons go up to fight and lose their lives.
Our program was sponsored by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons. Summertime is not the only time when barbecue is welcome. At S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, Sam Edwards has been working his magic on ribs, briskets, pit-cooked pulled pork, and much, much more. Add a few of their sides, and the party is complete. Entertaining has never been so easy. To order, go to virginiatraditions.com.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. We're talking about another war.
All right, I'm sorry I was late, but I don't know. I just don't. I'm just tired of these rich people throwing money at things that aren't going to be solved by anything they're going to do. And, you know, just there's enough problems here.
What rich people?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, but
all these kids. All these kids that are posting about it now.
Well, I think that's the way wars are happening. And
but they don't do anything.
Oh, I don't agree with you.
What do
I
they
don't
do?
Agree. And you know, I was giving a lot of thought today.
What happened? What
a guy like Justin Bieber is an international star. He's spending a lot of his time out there in the world.
No, I understand that, but like, what about these little white kids who donate $2 and stuff
well,
like
that's,
that?
That's
so,
how it happens.
Fine. So great. What? How has that gone for Somalia? How has that gone for?
I don't think they've done anything for Somalia on the internet.
20 years ago, we had.
No. I'm talking about on the internet and how revolutions are going on and how the world is reacting and responding to social media.
Starting a revolution is easy. It's what to do after revolution is over.
They're not starting a revolution.
I'm just saying, even in like Egypt or the Arab Spring, as you say, it's not the starting of a revolution. It's what happens after the fact.
The starting of this. Now, this guy Coney's been around for 26 years.
Who cares about Coney?
But the point is, no one's even heard of him. So now this guy puts it on the web, and all of a sudden, there's 79 million people who now know who Coney is. That, to me, is the importance of social media. It has its very good attributes.
You ever heard of General Butt Naked?
Yes.
Who is he?
He's the guy Part 2 Pictures did a movie about.
That's not the point. He was a Liberian Civil War guy, just like the guy over in Somalia. I forgot his name.
Right.
There's guys everywhere doing the same thing. Why him? Why that one?
Why
this?
Not all of them?
Because
it's a beautiful thing.
Because nothing they're doing is changing it.
Wait, I don't agree with you. This just came out 10 days ago. God knows what's going to happen. Let's
it's
stay
fine.
Tuned
it's a flash
to this.
In the pan thing.
Let's stay tuned to this and see what happens by April 20th.
How about a bunch of these white kids go over there and start fighting a war?
I don't think that's really what anybody wants.
Why not?
Because fighting is really passé. It's about doing it in another form.
So posting about it on your Facebook page is going to get something done?
Capturing the guys so the fighting
ends. How is that
going
to happen? Who's going to do that?
Obama sent 100 of our guys over there.
100 guys?
To work with the Ugandan army.
How did they do so? I'm just saying, America's not the end-all, be-all military thing that we used to be. It took us, how long did it take us to get Osama? 10, 11 years?
How long did it take the British to come to America during the American Revolution in 1776? It took months. Months for a letter.
Boats.
It took months for letters to go back.
We're talking about different times.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Fine. Similar times. It took us 10 years to find.
Okay. Andrew and I don't agree. Again, so Andrew doesn't think that we should stop.
I think we have enough problems facing
I don't think we should stop trying to help the world.
All right, let's talk about unemployment.
Unemployment, it's good news today. Unemployment, the claims dropped this week, to the lowest it has been in new claims, jobless claims.
Okay.
In 4 years.
New
four
jobless
years,
claims.
Jobless claims. So it's 2008.
How many jobs are created?
I didn't get that number today.
So the new jobless claims have dropped.
The jobless claims have dropped.
New people unemployed.
Correct.
So that means the old people who were unemployed are still unemployed.
The jobless claims have dropped. So since 2008, we haven't seen this low ratio of people go and apply for unemployment benefits.
Well, how about the people who can't get it anymore?
I don't know.
You cycle off this eventually.
Yeah, but a lot of people wind up in other jobs and other careers.
How do you prove that they didn't just...
Those are the people who were permanently unemployed.
Do you feel like we're getting out of the recession?
I feel very positive about it.
Why?
I feel a vibe and a buzz in and around the country, specifically in New York.
How about new home construction?
New home construction, the numbers are up finally.
They're up?
They're up, okay. Yes. The only drag on the economy right now that is a negative is the gas prices. That's the only drag right now. All the other numbers in the economy are in the positive side of things. So I really feel like this is going to be the year that, you know, they say we're not in the recession anymore. That's been for months. But, you know, there's a lag. There's always a lag. And now I believe that the consumers, the Americans, will now begin to feel a little more positive outlook on the economy.
And you think we'll start spending money again?
Spending is up. They attribute it probably to the mild weather that we had this winter. But spending is up in February and spending was up in January. So spending is up. Housing starts are up. Interest rates are still the same, so that's going to help the economy in the real estate segment. Credit, small business loans are up, so there are a lot of positives. Let me tell you something else that's up. The S&P topped 1,400. That's the first time since the dot-com boom, back in 2000, okay?
Uh-huh.
This is a good one. Apple stock topped $600 a share for the first time in its life. Apple stock is, you know, the number one company. Apple is number one company in the world now, right? The biggest company in the world.
Is it?
Yes.
Bigger than GE?
Well, bigger in size of revenue, yes.
Oh, revenue size.
Revenue, yes, yes. And here's a good one. You know, there was a Goldman Sachs guy, an employee who left Goldman Sachs, and wrote an op-ed piece that went into the New York Times about how miserable it is to be at Goldman Sachs, whether you're an employee or a customer or whoever you are. It's a very negative down place. And so he wrote this piece, and everybody's been talking about it in the financial world for the past few days, you know, back and forth. You know, guy shouldn't have done it. The guy told it like it is. You know, the guy's disgruntled. The guy is, let it out of the bag. Goldman Sachs stock dropped $2 billion today in value from the disgruntled employee disclosure. So there's all good news out there. I don't think Goldman Sachs is a good company these days. They need to be knocked down a lot of pegs. And that might be one of a couple of pegs that they were knocked down. Okay. So I have a little bit of tax information because it is tax season.
Oh, thank God. About time you started talking about something we can use.
Okay.
Tell me something good.
Well, I'm just going to tell you stuff. Things that changed
this
year.
You have good news?
I just gave you great news.
Goldman Sachs going down?
Yeah.
Most of those things don't affect the people every day.
Well,
it doesn't really affect me.
Jobless claims went down.
Okay.
Apple stock, if you're a holder of Apple stock. Now, there's quite a few people.
I don't have that much money. $600 a share?
Well,
I would own like three shares.
I have to quickly tell a story.
Go ahead, Jeff.
2003, I told my dad when the iPod 1 came out, I was like, you should really buy this stock in Apple. He said, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're a kid. He'd be a fucking, excuse me, he'd be a millionaire.
Wow.
He'd be a millionaire now if he had listened to
me. Well, depending on how many shares he bought.
He could have bought a tiny amount of shares. It's gone up like 1,000%.
And it's split and so forth. I have one client who has retired on his Apple stock, and he's had his stock for quite a few years, and he's just giddy with
this. Right there with Forrest Gump, huh?
He's so giddy. But I got to tell you, in the 90s, it was like this too, you know, with like Microsoft and Intel.
But the amount of companies that
AOL,
are booming now are much smaller than those companies.
Correct.
Were.
And, you know, Apple stock really is based on value as opposed to when a company just runs up and, you know, like all these IPOs, their valuations
did.
Or Facebook, you know, they don't really have value behind them. So they're very speculative. But Apple has a product and revenue behind it and a customer and the stock is solid. The stock is solid. Now, that's another thing. By the way, I meant to mention that when we're talking about the Coney thing. You know, I said the Wall Street, the Occupy Wall Street, and the but Apple stock also got a lot of bad press through social media about the Chinese factories, and now Apple is doing something about the Chinese factories. So therein, what I'm talking about, the social media can cause economic changes.
Wasn't that a Times article though?
What's that?
The expose on Apple.
Yeah, that was, they did one, but a lot of people have been talking about it. If you went to go see the Mike Daisy about the agony and the ecstasy of Steve Jobs, he talked about Steve Jobs and his Chinese factory workers. And
what's wrong with using a Chinese factory worker?
Well, it's fine if you don't kill these poor people, okay, and abuse them.
There's
humane and inhumane treatment of employees, and to earn an extra penny or another dollar, it's just not worth it. Okay,
the people have a choice.
They don't have choices. They live in dire poverty in these rural towns. They don't even have, they don't have running water. They don't have anything. So you offer them 19 cents an hour, but they're going to, their life
so
is going to be
cut. So wouldn't that create more of a dichotomy in the...
Listen, you are not going to tell me that it's okay to abuse people and earn money off their backs. It's just not okay.
Rich people have been doing it for centuries.
Well, that's okay, but it doesn't mean... I mean, that's what people have been doing, and you have to tell them that they can't continue to do that. That's why unions were formed back in the early 1900s.
And that's how we priced ourselves out of the economy.
You can't kill people in order to make more money. That's not okay. There's human rights, and people have rights. They don't know anybody. They don't have no choices. Somebody's got to step in and help them. Boy, Andrew, I can't believe your politics sometimes. What about morality?
What about capitalism? Capitalism is my religion.
Oh, you're kidding. Tell everybody it's
Yikes.
A joke.
Come on, Jack.
You're
Jump
kidding.
On board.
Tell everybody it's a joke. Thank
it's
you.
It's all about the bottom line.
Oh, boy.
Do you question. How much did you pay for your iPhone?
My iPhone? I got it for $200.
Okay. How much does it retail for?
I think $600 or $700.
Okay. If you'd paid a union employee to do the same job that this Chinese person is doing at 19 cents an hour, how much do you think that iPhone will cost?
I have no idea. But let me say something else.
Think about it this way. It's
well, maybe,
19 cents versus $40 an hour.
Oh, I don't know. But let me just tell you something. It's true. It would cost more. So what would happen? A, the consumer may have to pay more, and B, the profits of Apple stock would be down. So instead of making
but then your friend wouldn't be
retiring
on his Apple stock.
Don't go there.
It's cause and effect to everything.
Don't go there. My friend would continue to do something else and make money in some other form. Listen, you can't kill people to make a dollar.
The rich have been doing it for centuries.
Doesn't make it okay. And there's been civil liberties all over the world trying to help these people since the beginning of time.
Okay. And where are they going to go next? They'll figure out another scheme on how to do it. Come on, Joanne, honestly.
I don't agree. I think that it's outrageous that you...
You don't think greed...
I think it's outrageous that you even think that way, and you're spewing that on my show.
Greed causes people to do these things.
It doesn't cause me to do it.
But you're not one of those people.
I'm not greedy.
You're not Steve Jobs. You're not the guy who died, or Bill Gates. You're not the guy worth billions of dollars.
But neither are you. And you
I'm not either.
That?
But
you
I'm just...
Do
I'm,
that?
Just you're, it's the way the world is.
You cannot say that to me. You
is it
say,
not the way the world is?
No, not it's the way not, my world is.
Do you live in this world?
I live in this world.
You live in then this is the way your world works.
No.
Unfortunately, you don't understand it.
No, I understand.
But that's the way it is.
I don't say it's okay, and just because everybody else
not okay,
is doing it.
But what are you going to do about it?
You're going to...
How about you not buy that iPhone?
How about
you don't have your friends buy the stock? Then they don't have the money to do these things.
I don't own
if
the
people
stock.
Really care that much about these products, they wouldn't just say, oh, fix it after the fact so I can have my iPhone. You would say, I'm not
right,
buying the
right.
iPhone.
That was my favorite thing about Occupy Wall Street, that everyone there had their iPhones and
exactly,
iPods.
Exactly, and their iPads and their iMacs.
Exactly.
If you really
Steve
want to
Jobs
complain
dies
about it.
And all the, all the liberals are all getting sad. And
yeah,
it's like,
he got a
he's
book
part
out.
Of this too.
He's more of an asshole than any of them.
That's right.
So if you really don't like the things that are going on, then don't buy the products.
Okay,
don't actually just complain about it and say, oh, please do
I
a better
he's
job.
Got a point there.
But wait
he's
a second. Okay,
there.
I do say he has a point, but how does he learn about the
You don't think you know that's going on? It happened the same way here over about 100 years ago. That's why we have labor laws here. We had children working in sweatshops
yes.
for 4 cents a day, if that. Okay. Like, and the same thing happened here. Then you have enforcement.
So,
and then the products became more expensive, so we shipped them somewhere else so that people who could work these labor jobs could afford the products that they wanted to purchase. You know what? People need to be... taken down a notch and say, you can't buy that iPhone or it's going to cost this much more, or don't be upset when someone dies while making it. And if you really care about that, then don't buy the product. Then they can't make the money, or they'll change their policies.
Well, you know what? I would not buy another Apple product right now, okay? There we go. Number one.
You
number
got
two.
That iPhone number two weeks ago.
I did not. I got it 3 months ago. Number two. Number two. Let me tell you number two. Number two is by me talking about it and getting the word out there and educating people. Then we're also saying, and this is not okay. We're part of the people that are saying, you got to do something about it. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
So they were dying in the factories and such. Apple stock gets, Apple gets blown up in the media. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, no, do something, do something.
That's right.
They throw some things out there to make the people happy. Their stock goes over $600.
Yes.
And now, no one's going to care for a long time. It's just like when Nike did it with their sneakers.
Yes.
When Levi's did it with their jeans.
Yes.
When What's-Her-Name did it down in Guatemala. Kathy Lee did it with her clothing.
Right.
It happens constantly. It
Not
blows
constantly.
Up
and, it, oh, happens it happens sometimes.
All the time. Come on now. Let's be realistic here, Joanne. Honestly, you
some things get made in America and some things get made above
made
board and honestly.
Nothing gets made in America.
I don't agree with you. Okay, we're going to turn. We're going to sign off now because Andrew and I are going to kill each other. And we'll be back. I won't be back next week, but Andrew will be here to tell you all about what's going on next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.